my grandmother's got a good recall of history. I like to sit and listen to her talk a good bit, but she remembers all that. Matter of fact, she's not too long ago was telling me about a trip they made to Perry, Florida in a wagon.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty interesting, uh-huh. You know. But anyway, when the railroad, getting back to what we was talking about, the railroad came through, they was in a situation that the county seat would miss the railroad by some 10 miles or so,
mm-hmm.
And they had a big election. They just decided to move to
mm-hmm.
the county seat.
Yeah.
And so they started a new community. And this is the original community, two blocks down,
mm-hmm.
south of the tracks right here.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's tore down now. A lot of it's in the black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But most of it's dilapidated and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the famous one, you know, Doc Holliday's house was in that group, too. Uh-huh.
Was there a shootout or something around here?
At Troopville, supposedly, you know, Doc Holliday was supposed to have shot two blacks, you know, at the river. Mm-hmm. And this was at Troopville, at the old swimming hole.
Incredible. Around here, the black neighborhood over here on the south side of the tracks, that was the original...
That was the original Valdosta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I noticed it looked like there were two courthouses over here. Was there one... was this one built recently, or was the other city hall?
The other one was a federal post office.
Uh-huh.
And they moved out and built a new post office here on Patterson Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to tear it down, and the city purchased it and converted it to a city hall.
Uh-huh.
So it was original post office and federal courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Let me check this recorder and make sure it's recording.
Okay.
You can, but it's... It's not the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
We
need to do a little research on the dates. I tell you, I'm not good at dates.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. You know, you can research, you can check those things out, but it's good. It's another thing is to talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes some of the things can be recorded wrong that everybody else knows. You know,
yeah.
Completely. Where would all the banks and the insurance buildings and things like that be located?
Would that be downtown generally? Or
yeah, the majority of the older buildings are in the downtown area right now, which is, the downtown area has moved north of the tracks in the last 80, 90 years, you know, of course, from the old settlement. And now it's having a tendency to move even further north out to the shopping centers that they branching out and using branch banks a good bit, but the old, but the big buildings are here in the center of town, the First National, the Citizens Southern National Bank, First State Bank.
Where are the new subdivisions around here? They
have a tendency to branch out and get right on the city limits line.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's going north towards Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Valdosta has a tendency to lean towards Moody first. Now, of course, that's a bloodline for him, actually.
Yeah.
And so, without doubt, you know, it'd move that way because it's convenient for military personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But subdivisions are going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have one just across the with Coochie River on the Hayhire Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Foxboro
mm-hmm.
is a new subdivision. They've there's approximately 45 houses in it now. They got their own water system, own sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses range from $35,000 to $50,000 in it.
Mm, that's getting on up there.